Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Nicholas Upchurch, and welcome to Believe. Here's an excellent clip from our show where we help you to attain true success. I hope you enjoy.
From Miami Beach, Florida, welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. This is Natalia Menicol. It's an honor to be with you. Thanks so much for being with us. We want to help you to succeed and help you to find your truth. Our website is www.believe.love. Find us on YouTube at youtube.com/believeloveyou. And iTunes, believeiTunes.com. Android, believeAndroid.com. Natalia, how are you doing?
I am doing very well today. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's been interesting. We're going to talk about that. And, you know, it's really an honor to be with everybody. And it's an honor to be with you, Natalia. It's good to see you again.
It's an honor to be with you, too.
Thank you. So we help people in a variety of categories. Health and wellness, world news, our universe, money and business, and true success. And the first thing I wanted to talk about is there's so much anger. You know, actually, I sound like this. I guess immediately I go to like my show voice, like nice, I'm nice, you know, like this, like welcome to Believe, like my very like official voice. But I was pretty freaking angry today. I just had a lot. I actually had to yell into the bed before we came. And like, I'm like, yeah, Natalia, I'm not going to be at the meditation. And then I just, and that's actually like, there's a lot of anger I think people need to work through. Would you agree? We were just talking about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's good to have healthy coping mechanisms. So did that work for you?
Yeah.
I mean, we just need to let it out. Sometimes I have those moments too where I'm like, listen, I just need some alone time. I have to get it out, whatever. So
yeah, no, exactly. I think it's healthy to transmute our anger into positivity. I mean, that's really, I think if anybody hasn't noticed, the world is kind of probably, we're all working on that. Everything seems to be a work in progress, right? So
for sure.
If we look at like gocure.com, which I'm pulling up on the screen for YouTube viewers. GoCure.com is a website that was created, by Elie Van Winkle, who passed away in 2001 at the age of 73, we see here. And there's a PDF on her redirecting self-therapy. And basically, Elie Van Winkle was a neuroscientist, but she became a neuroscientist like late in life, like at like 60 or 65. She was actually in a mental institution for like 40 years. And she actually cured herself of schizophrenia and a lot of things. There's a lot more going on. The PDF is only 5 pages. You'll see it at gocure.com. But, you know, you see the first headline here, Natalia, suppressing anger causes a toxicosis in the brain, basically like toxicity. Repressed anger causes anxiety and depression. And she actually not only cured herself, but then she became a neuroscientist and developed this method that was published in New York University School of Medicine. This is called The Biology of Emotions, or she went to the New York University School of Medicine, and it was published, I don't know, in a medical journal. Somewhere, I think, at the bottom of the PDF, it talks about where it was published. But basically, it was an amazing story, and she basically says in this PDF that the way you can actually, so you don't, like, blow up on others, you can actually blow up, like, on pillows. Like, a nurse came in and literally gave her a plate to throw at the wall. And she was throwing them at the wall. And she said that nurse, like, that led her to developing this method where she would, like, blow up and basically get out all of those, that toxicity in her brain. And she actually cured herself of everything and then, like, developed this method, which essentially is like when you feel like you're crazy, like gonna go crazy, like you actually need to do it. Like you can let it out. And she recommends like beating the crap, I don't think she says beating the crap out of, but like beating pillows and like actually redirecting it towards some of maybe your early caretakers. Or for me, like my brother died and I had this idea of God and like that let me down. And when I was young, I thought the world was crazy. So, and not that we need to be mad at our parents or whatever, but like apparently doing that, helps you, because a lot of us have repressed stuff from when we were children. So what are your thoughts on some of that and how it might apply to the world anyway?
I've heard of that before. I've actually heard a lot of people go and work out to get their anger out, especially people that have... I feel like if you have an issue that's causing you anger, it's not really like it causes you anger one time in your life. You're carrying around that anger generally with you. It's good to get that anger out. Working out, I see a lot of people that go lift weights and they're like, you know, or I've seen people actually do it, not always breaking stuff like you were saying, which I've seen people, or they will go skeet shooting, or people, you know, go to a shooting range and shoot guns. Healthy, not shooting at people. Working out, like I said, even going running, people even writing. Like I've seen people, look at Eminem's old lyrics, know, like stuff, getting out, talking about stuffing his wife in a trunk, right?
Oh, yeah,
which he didn't
tough.
Do, but I'm like, he's purging those angry thoughts, which to the rest of us looked super great. We were like, whoa. But I'm sure that felt like a really great release.
I think
that as long as you're not harming someone else, throwing those plates at a person, do whatever you need to do to get stuff out, because nothing good is, you shouldn't bottle up.
I agree. And there's a lot going on in our world regarding specifically, There's a lot with people sexually, like just bottom line, like people doing crazy shit. And it's a lot better probably to get it out in a good way versus, people get mad at their parents and then they become like there's some real problems going on in the news. Specifically, you can't miss this story. I'm not really going to get into it, but there's a big ass story right now. And I think, like, a lot of people, like, we've almost been there. Like, at least specifically guys going crazy. Like, guys, we better work our shit out. I certainly know I've had to, because I think that's where major problems come up, when people, like, seriously repress things and then suddenly they just, like, go crazy, you know? And so... I think it's an interesting thing that scientifically it was found that repressing anger or different things can cause like an actual change in the brain. And then this lady like completely basically cured her problems with her brain. And I think there's a lot of us that need to do that, and some people more than others.
I have heard of people saying that you can actually change the chemical makeup of your brain by kind of training yourself. That's difficult. That is way easier said than done. You know, but there's people that believe that you can kind of retrain yourself to react to certain situations with happiness, as opposed to maybe freaking out like you would.
Well, that's a good point.
It's hard.
That's a good point.
Haven't been able to reach that yet where I'm just like, hey, no worries.
I mean, which honestly, that is better. I know what you mean, because it is weird. Like I would think that, like, honestly, I think it's a situational thing, because sometimes you can get trapped in the darkness. But I still think, like you said, like skeet shooting or weightlifting or whatever, people going to clubs and spanking each other is a hell of a lot better than
freaking out and like punching someone in the face.
Yeah,
or shooting
the bad
people,
things that are happening with women. And I mean, you know, it gets. But I would agree, like, honestly, like the harmony part and meditating and then like positivity, like yoga and Kundalini yoga and Qigong, like.
And art, people, art.
Art?
You need to express, like you were saying, to get it out. You need to express whatever it is you're feeling. Some people, you know, for some people, it may not be an emotion of anger. It may be an emotion of sadness. It may be an emotion of frustration. That's something that you may only be able to express through a painting, through a song, through making music, through playing music. You really need to have an outlet for any emotion, positive or negative, because if you don't, like you were saying, bad things can happen.
Right, and I just think, I think that sometimes situationally the shit needs to come out. You know, I mean, it's It's why everybody, we don't just watch Tony Robbins and then just 100% do it all the time. I mean, somehow there are some kind of cycles that are going on, and depending on where you're at that day, and for some people it's quite a bit different. Some people, I think, don't have to work these things out as much. They kind of like they can be positive all the time. Like they don't want to even, it is too much for them to kind of like have this role play of negativity because they don't want to fall into it, or maybe it just doesn't resonate with them. But some people, they definitely need to, I think, work it out. I just think it depends where you're at.
Right.
At the time.
For and sure.
I still think it's just like people playing video games. Like they're not going to actually start, in theory, like they're kind of getting things out. They're not going to like go out, hopefully, right, with a gun and start blowing people away. We would hope at least. But it's a good debate because other people think, well, yeah, you know, if you do that, that's going to actually create more of those feelings, like you're saying. I mean,
I think that what you focus on expands. I know I keep referencing the Tibetan Buddhists, but ever since I was made privy to their way of thinking, I said, this is brilliant. This is brilliant. Why didn't I know about this before? They train themselves to just see the good in every situation. Even they have books, some of the teachings I've been given, at least. I don't know all of their teachings, and I would love to. I actually received a teaching that said, it was describing how you choose to react. So every circumstance has a decision that you're making. So a lot of people say, well, 10 out of 10 people would be upset about being stuck in this traffic, and they would scream and they would cuss out the person that just cut me off. So my feelings of anger are justified. They kind of believe like, well, you chose to get angry. So actually the only person you can blame for your anger is yourself. And I have found that the times that I've been able to say, and I feel myself starting to get like angry and worked up, I say, wait a second, what's good? What good is going on right now? And that is hard because, let me tell you something, that takes a lot of training. It's almost like the kind of training you need when you go to the gym and you're lifting weights and building your muscles. It's building an emotional strength, if you will. And I think that any type of coping mechanism, if that's breaking plates for you, if that's,
I don't know, that
or going,
I
you know, through
a
walk or running.
I clean the same plate.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm not going to break this.
Right. My only plate. That would be, but yeah, like you're saying, any, right. Well, I just think that
I think
different things work for different people.
Yeah.
And it depends when you're catching them. And also, I think that ultimately that is, you know, I've talked to doctors that are neurosurgeons and different. Yeah, like there can be 20,000 versions of your brain. Like that definitely works. There's a lot that works. Mm. Like there's no question that what you're saying works. You can meditate on the same phrase, like I am happy. And you can say it like, and actually I've done that and it works. But I found like there's some deep-seated stuff inside of people sometimes, deep-seated anger. And sometimes it might take a variety of ways to work with that over time so you can become more like that. I mean, for some reason, there have been certain things, and I'd like your thoughts on this, where it's like, if I did this every day, like Kundalini yoga for me, like, I was like, yeah, if I did this every day, I would be like a different person. And I didn't do it every day. I did it every week, and I would be good for like 2 days, and then something inside of me, like, I wasn't doing it every day. But What I have asked, like this lady in Sedona, Arizona, who was like gave me this reading, which was my first one. And I had this other reading. It was just like made up, like nonsense. But then this one lady knew like everything, like without me telling her anything. And it was like, what the hell is going on? So I guess the point is that she was saying things can go in a cycle. Like it's not necessarily linear. Like sure, like the linear path would be, I'll just train my brain. Like I've done that. I've done open heart meditations, and they all work. I can't say
they're
like
awesome. Don't you feel so good afterwards?
I do.
Afterward, you're like, I want to tell everyone.
I do, but sometimes there are other people out there, and we don't do what we know will work for some odd reason. And I want to give hope to those people because it may not be a linear progression you're going in. You may be going in some kind of helix or sort of a wave. Where, you know, this might this might work, and for some reason you're not doing it all the time, and then yeah, you might have a time where you need to work through anger, and then you can become more peaceful and more like the Tibetan monks, and then you know there might be another time that's a little tougher, and then you're even more able to be harmonized. And I think honestly, without those tough times, I wouldn't even know any of this. I wouldn't even care. Like, if it was that easy for me that I just meditated on one phrase, I'd be like a robot, and I would have not looked into any of this. I wouldn't even be sitting here. I wouldn't care about any of this. And I, you know, so the people that they're a little bit crazy, like, hopefully this gives you hope, you know. But I agree with you. I like that philosophy. I just know that for some of us, for me, it hasn't been so easy.
Oh, it's not easy for me either. I just heard it and I said, that's what I want to be like. This is now my new goal in life.
Well, I love it. So,
but it's a great goal to have. And I, you know, for anyone that's feeling, you know, crazy, like you said out there, just know that we love you and
yeah. So like,
love yourself.
So I think the progression could be like, I used to get like really mad to the point where it took me out for days. And now it's like, I was slightly perturbed and like still could operate in the world. So like, that's a big win. And I didn't just do the same thing all the time. There were a lot of things that happened, and then hopefully we can harmonize. And by the way, that's what's going on in the world. We're not going to just force everybody to agree with the same philosophy, and then all of a sudden everybody's going to be like, oh, well, actually, there's some people that want this to happen. Everybody's going to be like a robot and just happy all the time. I mean, there's...
I would love that. I'm one of those people.
Well,
like,
maybe
not like a robot, but just happy all
okay,
the time.
That's good.
Happy all the time.
Happy all the
sure.
time is good. The robot part.
Robot you know, part, eh. Happy are, all the time.
You like
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone happy. Imagine how cool that would be.
I like that, too. But unfortunately, there are some tough things going on.
There are.
And there might be some processes that are going on that are tough to understand. So maybe this gives hope to that there is a process and it can harmonize in some kind of way. So tell us what you think. Leave your comments. How do you deal with your anger and transmute it into positivity? Because that's what I think we both agree that would be good, right?
Yeah.
To transmute it. And we're going to talk about that in terms of energy and things as well. But leave us your comments on how you do that. Do you work out? Do you do art?
And yeah, and if you don't have the thing that you do, maybe this is the time for you to think about that.
That's right.
If you just discovered that, let us know. Because I think everyone should have their thing. I know walking helps me. If I'm in a funk and feeling a little sassy, I'm like, I'm going to go on a brief, brisk little walk. I'll be back. And I endorphins are released. I come back feeling like, okay.
I like that.
I got it. That's for me. Everyone has their thing. So if you don't have that thing and you're someone who suffers from anger or frustration, leave it in the comments. Tell us what you've come up with.
Yeah, I would love that.